Start this show.
Hey Mike, you got some business? what an asshole.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Before we get started, we ask you to do a few things. Number one, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Number two, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
And after you do that, head on over to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast. Cody.
Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to the show. Everybody.
Hey, guys.
There's going to be a lot of drinking and eating.
We all got snacks and we all got drinks.
No, we don't.
And by we all, I mean myself and Joe.
Clint is going to hate this podcast.
Nom, 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 yep. Nom.
Right?
Clint?
Hey.
Fuck that guy. That's first and foremost.
Does Clint actually even watch? Well, I was going to say watch.
Yeah, he watches every episode.
It watches every episode.
From the season.
Cody's secretly filming us.
First things first.
Hey,
I want to get into this real quick. Joe is drinking
Slurm Soda.
Mutant Super Soda.
Yes.
From Monster.
Yes.
Grosser Mountain Dew, I suspect.
If you're going to put it that way, yes.
I think you just put it that way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it means you put it that way.
The way it's not great, so like I'll finish this off and I'll probably never buy it again.
In like 4 hours.
probably actually. It tastes much like the green Otter Pops.
Blech.
Which I liked as a kid.
Yeah, for like 4 ounces of it. Well, you got a 20-ouncer over there.
I know.
That's way too many ounces.
I've already started. Once I start, I can't stop.
You can't stop, won't stop?
Can't stop, won't stop.
I'm going to get it. All right, well, what's this podcast about, guys? Buttholes or what? What are we talking about?
Mike, do you have any wrestling stuff for us?
Nah.
You're a bitch. Hey, right. Joe.
So this past week was CES.
Yeah, it was.
Consumer Electronics Show, for those who don't know what CES is.
Say that again. I talked over you.
CES.
CES.
What's it stand for?
Consumer Electronics Show.
Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
That's for the listeners. Because I know they're like, fucking Mike, shut up. What does that mean?
They often say that.
Yeah. I'll never know.
Google it.
I don't even know what the numbers were.
A lot of cool stuff. A lot of weird stuff. Mostly going to go over the weird stuff here and ask your guys' opinion about it and see what you would want to buy out of here.
A lot of this stuff is
going to be stuff that's not actually going to come out. So, like, you had Samsung show off a lot of
exploding stuff.
No, I'm trying to remember what they call it. They have like a division where it's just like employees think up shit, and if it's a decent idea, they actually make it.
Air quotes.
They make it, and then like if it's a good idea, they actually produce it.
But if it's just a good idea, then they don't.
Because they have this past CES, they showed off something that let's see, what did it do? It's able to measure the health of your skin, and it has multiple sensors on it, and it can give you it can give you an insight into what you need to do to better your diet and whatnot in order to better your skin or like use more moisturizer or something. It also has the ability, now the CES model didn't have this, it'll have these little pads that have micro needles on them.
Nope.
And so it'll give you an idea of what you need, and you buy the specific yep. Going Mike today.
This is a word podcast, huh?
Going Mike today. It'll have these specific little pads that you stick onto it that have certain types of chemicals and stuff in it, and then you just put it on your face, and it just needles you, needle, injecting the stuff into your skin, and also has these like LED lights that are supposed to rejuvenate your skin. So that's one of the weird ones that that showed up. It's actually not on this list that Engadget has, because this list is a lot more weird. But we also did see some new TV innovations from LG and Sony. super thin, flat OLEDs that have speakers built into the display panel.
Yep.
So you wouldn't actually have, like, separate speakers that are off to the side, on like Sony has the ones that are off on the side on the bezel, or the LG has them, but they're kind of in the back and, like, side-firing. I think it's side-firing. It might be down-firing. I don't know. I don't even use the speakers on my TV. Either way, but these ones, because the OLED is so thin, they can actually pump the sound directly through the panel, and it seems like it'd be really cool, but at the same time, some of the people that were viewing them on the show floor said that the panels actually kind of shook, which makes sense. You're pumping sound through it. So probably not something that's actually quite ready for consumers yet, but interesting nonetheless, especially when you see, like, the super thin OLEDs are so goddamn sexy. I have a feeling you knew that was happening too. What are you doing?
Carry on.
All right.
Interrupting.
But anyway, so starting into Engadget's 5, what'd they call it? Wading through the crap of the Internet of Crap. So instead of Internet of Things, it's the Internet of Crap.
Which is basically
the Internet.
The Internet.
So I want to know if you guys, this would be something that you guys would buy. Right.
Buy it or sell. We're going to call this section of the show
buy it
or sell.
Sell it or fuck it. I don't know.
All right, we can put
that
right
into it. That's not what they do at CES anymore.
Buy or sell. Let's go. Hit us with the first one.
Yeah, they don't have the adult. Do they still have the adult?
That's a different time.
That's AVN.
Okay, yeah. All right, number one. It's an Oral-B electric toothbrush.
Not just, though.
It uses your phone's front-facing camera to make sure you're brushing your teeth correctly, ensuring that you don't skip underbrush or underbrush important zones. Which sounds all right at first, but then Oral-B says that in order to do this, you need to mount your phone on the bathroom mirror in order to use it properly.
Nope.
Sell.
No? You guys wouldn't want something like this?
Nope.
Cody, is it a buy or sell?
Cody, is it buy or sell?
Play the game, you dick.
Nope.
The best thing about this is that there's no mention that Oral-B will sell a attachment for your phone to stick.
Just
it
get
to
that
the
old shitty one you used to have in your car and put it in your bathroom mirror.
Yep. Oh God. Okay. Nah. Cell phone mount. Yeah. Nah. Well, he's talking about toothbrush, and I was like, I don't carry.
That's
a
not how that works.
In my car. That's not how this works.
Never added one of those.
All right. Yeah, I thought that was absolutely stupid as well. Like,
all right, 3 cells.
Yeah.
Mainly from Cody.
2 cells and a no.
Oh, excuse me.
Jesus.
Yeah, that mutant soda is starting to go through me.
You mean come back out of you?
Come back out of me. But through me.
Because if you burped out of your dick, something's wrong with you.
A male front fart?
Yeah.
Male front fart.
What does a hose sound like when it farts?
Let's keep listening.
Sorry. Oh, okay, so L'Oreal and Withings, Kersatsi Hair Coach.
All right. That's so far, I'm listening.
It's a brush.
All right.
So it's a full on hairbrush.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Mike's gonna sell this one.
I think there's a camera. Is that a camera in the middle of it? What is that?
Hold on, we're getting there.
So you can see your bald spot better.
It has a microphone to listen to how frizzy your hair is. A gyroscope to make sure that you're not pulling on your hair too hard and brushing, plus a conductivity sensor that'll tell you if your hair is too wet. Now, the idea of this is supposed to, I believe there was also an app that's supposed to be attached to this thing that will
give you the results,
and tell you if you're brushing your hair too harsh, you're not using, your hair is easily breakable. So it would give suggestions on, like, maybe you should stop, you know,
being a dick to your hair.
Be nice to your hair, you fuck.
Yeah, you dirty fuck. Yeah.
I am going to buy this one on theory because I do not need a hairbrush.
But it seems like
something I might buy for Jen.
Mm-hmm. And it is Withings. Withings is actually a pretty big company in the fitness area. I know I had a Withings Pulse, which was just.
I'm gonna have a lot of hair.
Step tracker and a scale.
You need a beard brush anyway.
But I don't use brushes.
Neither should. Do I.
Your hair is a goddamn mess.
Y'all, lately it's been fucking mad, man.
Well, here you go. You got a brush.
All right,
now.
Three buys on that, theory.
No, I would not buy that.
You would not buy that? I'll get
two buys, one sell.
I do have the long hairs too, and
long hairs. The long hairs.
They're all long. Well, except for the ones that aren't. So,
he's talking about dick hair, I think.
No, I think he's talking about his beard.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of those people that's a gadget person. And on the one hand, I'm like, oh, that would be kind of cool. On the other hand, I don't use a brush at all. So I would personally have to pass, but I can see a lot of women getting into this.
All right. Bye for the ladies.
Bye for the ladies.
Yeah, for the ladies.
For the ladies. Number three is awful. It's a Griffin toaster.
Bye.
So Griffin.
Oh, sorry.
The company that makes like those stupid cables, you know,
USB hubs and
whatnot.
Is it a Wi-Fi toaster?
It is not a Wi-Fi toaster.
Is it one of the ones you can write messages on the toast?
It is not.
Oh, damn it. I want one of those so bad.
It is a Bluetooth connected toaster that'll make burning bread that much easier. The companion app will tell you when the right setting for you or what the right setting is for different kinds of bread, and it'll even send you a notification when your toast is done.
So.
Oh, by the way, you have to live with the fact that it says that giant Griffin logo on the side. Now,
it looks like an actual toaster, though.
It does. That toaster is booty holes, dude. Nobody wants it.
I don't even see why stuff like this exists.
Not even going to make it to market.
This is my problem with the whole Internet of Things.
You'll see it like 2 weeks at Best Buy.
You start to turn things that don't need to be connected to the Internet and your phone into stuff that you're connecting to the internet.
The problem with this is there's people who apparently think it's too hard to make toast, so they design a toaster that's supposed to help them cook toast.
Here's my thing. This is an ideal. Having Bluetooth connectivity in your kitchen at face value sounds like a big dumb pile of shit right at first. But there are some uses that could come in handy. Yes. Like, for instance, if you're a big cook, I would like one that would make sense is your oven being Bluetooth connected to your smartphone or tablet to let you know maybe there's a thermometer which there are thermometers that have Bluetooth connectivity to let you know when when whatever you're cooking is reached desired temperature. You could if you're cooking something that has to be cooked at high heat for a certain amount of time, then lowered, you could do it through your phone. Like, that's cool. Stuff like that. That makes sense. Fuck you if you get this for toast.
Exactly. Because you mentioned the exact same thing.
Because my toaster cost $8. No exaggeration. It was on sale.
Oh, okay.
Cost $8. And I know if I turn that little knob thing to 4, it's going to be just about where I like it.
Right.
All
right?
Put it to number 5. It's too burnt.
It's too burnt.
Put it in number 3. It's not toasty enough. I figured that out.
Yeah.
And I'm dumb as shit.
That takes you, what, 3 pieces of toast?
3 tries. 3 tries. I know exactly where my toaster should be sitting.
But now you can connect your phone. You can stick two pieces of toast in there, go walk into your living room and
that
just
that means
be
I
like,
have to know what kind of bread I have.
Right?
Like, what if there's not, like, a setting for cinnamon toast?
I'm sorry.
Like raisin cinnamon toast.
This only lists 13 grain or 12 grain bread. I have 13 grain.
I have
bread.
That extra grain. Is this grain gonna toast
it's
well?
This app is trash, garbage. But Mike, you mentioned the oven stuff. I know there's another one that they showed at ECS. Wow, CES. Wow.
He's thinking E3,
right? I'm combining shit like no tomorrow. It's a mashup.
You get drunk too much.
Starting anyway, to so. Worse. There's a Kickstarter that happened a couple months ago, and it's essentially these Bluetooth dials that go over or replace the dials on your current oven, and they can allow you to control the oven from
even
wherever.
That seems a bit ridiculous, but I could understand
it
how it could come in handy.
And I've also seen crock pots. That are connected to the Wi-Fi, and the same idea is that you can adjust the temperature over time, throughout your day on your phone.
Yeah, or so, if you know you got a crock pot, and it's like 8 hours over does it, and I'm going to be gone for 9 hours. I can't turn it on now, but maybe on my lunch break, I could pop it on for 6 hours and be ready right after I get home and change.
Boom. And that's one thing it can
that do. That makes a little bit of sense.
Right. But a fucking toaster, you're fucking lazy. I have the same problem with the Wi-Fi connected coffee pots because you still have to set the goddamn thing up. So why are you connecting it to your fucking phone?
Basically, get the fuck out of my life, you piece of shit toaster. Nobody wants you here. You're adopted and you suck.
Number four, Simple Humans voice activated trash can. This one's pretty, really straightforward. If you don't know who Simple Human is, it's a company that makes a lot of different home essentials. So trash cans, those little caddies for your sink, caddies for your shower, little mirrors and stuff. Their products are actually really good. I know at the old house that soap dispenser I have, that's a Simple Human soap dispenser. It's really super cool. Their products are almost a little too over-engineered, but so they cost a little bit, but they're really nice. This is a voice-activated trash can.
What does it do?
You say open can or open sesame, and the trash can opens. Now,
that's all it does?
That's all it does. So, now, mind you, they already have a basic product with the step with a stepper on it.
No.
They have another one with a motion sensor, so you just wave your hand over it.
I would go for that one more.
Now they have one where you can scream at it.
So, garbage.
Yeah.
Open sesame and throw it in.
Can you throw yourself in yourself, you stupid self?
By the way, $230?
Fuck you.
For
what?
A trash can?
How big is that trash can?
It doesn't say how big this one
does
is.
Does it roll itself out to the fucking curb on trash day?
Does it incinerate the trash for me?
Because I'll fucking do it then.
And that's actually for the double one because they do recycle and a trash can. The singles is $180. So their trash cans can be quite expensive. They're like I said, they're just fucking over-designed, but they're beautiful. And they are usually right around $80 to $100.
No good. You want to over engineer a trash can. This is what I want out of it. I want it to have a built-in compactor and also a self-bagger. Right? Mm-hmm. So when it's too full, I want it to compact it down, bag it, move it to a reservoir to the side, and rebag for the new area.
That would be pretty dope.
That's what I want out of my trash can if I'm going to pay $200-something for a trash can. I also want it to take it down to the curb by itself, but I understand that's, you know, you're messing with...
That's $240.
Yeah, you don't want to take that jump. That's a little bit much. Speaking of which, I forgot to take my trash can down on Monday, and it was full. And so now, basically, I'm just eating out every meal this week because I have no room to put trash. So
that sounds healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
You need to eat healthy. You eat out. It's all good.
I was going to make a sex joke, but I'll leave it.
Nah.
Final one. We've already seen these, so they're not too much of a surprise that we're seeing more.
Ooh, I feel a buy coming on.
It is the refrigerators, such as LG here, that have the touch screens built into them.
Buy.
The screens are getting bigger, so as you can see on this LG model here,
the whole goddamn door.
It's like half the right side door. Yeah. The features that you're getting out of these newer ones, I think it's Samsung's commercials nowadays where they have like the camera on the inside.
So you can see what's in it before you open the door.
So you can see what's in them before you open the door, exactly.
As for if you have shitty kids, hold that goddamn refrigerator.
That idea is kind of dope, but at the same time, you see things that are like, oh, this TV, this refrigerator also has Twitter on it because I totally can tweet from my refrigerator. So...
You remember, like, I'm sure at some point in time when they made the first, like, TV design for a kitchen, people are like, you fucking assholes and TVs and kitchens, and now it's in the fridge.
Yeah, now it's in the fridges.
Pretty soon you're just going to be able to, like, stream Netflix from them and shit.
It follows you everywhere. It just goes from your TV.
I sell.
To a picture on the wall to your refrigerator. So you wouldn't want a refrigerator with an LCD screen in it? I think it'd be probably just a waste of electricity.
Yeah. If I had dumb money, yeah, I'd get it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not saying like no, I'm not saying like fucking.
I'm literally I'm saying
you know
like,
fucking.
I'm gonna replace my electronics.
I'm not talking about Matchbox 20 money. I'm talking about.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
But I'm saying like. If I was
winning the lottery, you built your own house and you can put whatever the fuck you want into it. You're not going to put some rinky dink little
non-TV having ass fucking
poor
people TV
top freezer. None of those fucking top freezers. Fuck those things. The freezer's got to be on the bottom
or the
fancy
left.
As fuck. And
bottom
have,
or the left.
And then you have to have
no more top, never right.
And then it's got to have the ice and the water.
Yeah.
Maybe a Keurig built into it.
Because, oh, well, now you're talking.
Actually, they do have those.
I want that one. But
did that actually see release? The one with the Keurig built in?
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
I don't remember what company released it.
I want to say it was LG.
Was it LG?
I think so, yeah.
It sounds like something LG would do. All right. That is Joe's Science Minute.
Dang.
Boom.
We are all smart and stuff now.
Yeah, we were smarter than we were before.
Now I know about dumb toasters.
No, it's a smart toaster.
Now I know about stupid-ass smart toasters.
There you go. That's much better. Because when you connect your phone to anything, it suddenly becomes a smart thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a smart thing to do, but it's a smart thing.
So, speaking of the... It's not really science, entertainment stuff. So Hulu's announcing a new thing now. It's called live TV.
Whoa. That
sounds like something we've heard before. But it will be basically all the major channels will offer live broadcast through it. So that doesn't mean live news, which it could. This doesn't mention that. What it talks about is actually being able to watch a show when it's on air, just like if you were own cable. Like if you had cable, you could watch, you know, New Girl. For example, when it aired on Fox, you can now watch it on Hulu when it airs right then and there.
And is it available immediately upon release? Or is there still going to be a waiting period if you miss it?
This does not say.
I'd imagine it would be available immediately.
I'm thinking yes.
Like HBO does.
I'm guessing it gives you the option to watch it then and there, or... When you get home at 9 o'clock and it aired at 8, you can just watch it.
All right.
If you pay for that service.
How much extra?
This says it will cost less than $40 a month for the live channels. Now,
what channels are...
So it says the live version of Hulu will cost less than $40 per month for live channels. So I don't know if that's on top of your regular Hulu or it's part of it. It does not say here.
Hulu's really, like $9.
I would really hope that it would just be included at that point because it is cheap.
Man.
Yeah. So this includes ABC/Disney, CBS, and Fox, as well as a bunch of other cable channels that haven't been officially announced yet. So this is basically what it says. In the cities, it will provide local broadcast feeds. So you'll get your Phoenix stations, blah, blah, blah. It streams over the internet, lets you cancel... And re-up anytime, so there's no contract. So if you want to watch New Girl, the new season, you don't have to pay for an entire year. Uh-huh. You pay for it while it airs, and then boom, you're done when you're finished watching it. Unless there's something else you pick up and get it. And it does not require any contracts. And this is the direct competition for Sling TV, any cable provider, and the two newest ones, which are PlayStation View and DirecTV Now, which we talked about a little bit on the show.
Yes, we did.
So... It won't have as much content right now, it says here, as DirecTV Now, because DirecTV Now already is DirecTV, so they have all that contract stuff already. But it does have what Hulu is known for, which is your basic cable channels.
NBC and Fox shows.
Because people who are in areas that, believe it or not, there are big cities where antennas don't work very well. We are blessed to be in an area where if you wanted to, you could use an antenna and get all the basic channels really easily.
Yeah.
There are big cities. There's no chance for that to really happen sometimes because the signal does not go that well. And there's older cities that do. So that's an interesting little thing. And it's basically news leaked earlier last week that YouTube was expected to launch this same type of service as part of their YouTube Red.
Yeah.
Which is a commercial-free or less commercial, I should say.
Less commercial, right.
Yeah. One, because you can... So anybody who's a frequent YouTuber, YouTube watcher, knows that it's really hard to get sucked into a rabbit hole now because there's every video seems to have a fucking ad on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're doing like a playlist, it's just like every other video like literally has some like 30-second ad on it, seems. So they're trying to push towards making more money directly versus having to wait for advertisers, because getting advertisements harder and harder because it's harder to prove that someone's watching the video. So like there's a lot of people who, a lot of companies will sponsor a particular show, which is a guaranteed viewerage, but not as much as TV, obviously, so the prices aren't the same. YouTube has a lot of, or Google/YouTube has a lot of, a lot more proof that people are watching the videos because they can prove that they're sitting there watching them. And there's a lot of stuff that can skip after the first 5 seconds. You have to watch all 15 or 30 seconds. I know that sounds like a stupid first world problem, but when you're trying to watch a video like for 2 seconds just to show somebody, you literally have to sit through a fucking 15 second video. You're just like,
when a lot of times the video itself is probably like 10 seconds.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Goddamn, guys, really?
The length of your ad should be proportional to the length of your video. If you're watching a longer video, a couple minutes, like a music video, awesome.
Watching something 30 under seconds. 30 seconds, no fucking ad.
Or just something that's just like, we're here. Done.
No way.
All right, so here's some more info on I found on another one. So the basics, live plus on-demand. So Hulu TV service will combine its full current on-demand catalog with live TV channels.
Okay.
So that answers your question. So the service, I'm going to guess, is the same. Cost less than $40 per month for a version that allows 2 simultaneous streams.
Okay.
So you'll be able to use it on 2 different devices at the same time. So if you were at home and Jen wanted to watch it, but she's at work on her computer or whatever, you could do that. Okay. We're currently, you can, but the live obviously adds more benefit to it because you could share with another household. But it's also in the house would be the thing. So it says availability in the first half of 2017, so we have a few months before it actually launches, I'm guessing. The live channels confirmed so far is Time Warner, which includes CNN, TBS, and all their other channels, it says. ABC, which includes ABC, Disney, ESPN, and all their channels.
Get ESPN.
Yep. It says Fox, which will be Fox, FX, Fox News, and it says all their other subsidiaries, and CBS.
Oh, so you get, like, Fox Sports.
You do get... Well, it doesn't... It says et cetera. I'm gonna guess yes.
I mean... Well, just because, like, from Arizona, I know, has pretty much all the major stuff is carried by Fox.
You're gonna get Fox Sports. I doubt you'll get Fox Sports Arizona.
No, well, I get it now, actually. I mean, yes, I do get it through the cable subscription.
Yeah,
but the Fox Sports app, through that,
yes,
gives me live sports.
Yep.
So they have control.
But you're paying for the subscription.
But I don't think it's going to be on the Hulu. But that's what I'm saying, is they have the control over it. So it
would be nice.
If they would include that, that would be a big boon. If you could get sports on those.
They're not going to do it. We've had this conversation.
This is the next thing. So it says here, live channels that may be added, these ones are in talks, will be NBC Universal. So that's NBC, Bravo, Discovery, and all their channels. AMC, Scripps Network, which is HGTV, Food Network, Travel TV, and a couple of other ones. They spelled travel wrong. And then regional sports networks and others.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal. I haven't looked at the DirecTV Now to see what their sports whole deal is. I do know you can add the Sunday ticket to the DirecTV Now as well if you wanted to.
But that just covers football.
Yes, yeah. Because that's what it is.
But that's what that's I know. Yeah, it. That's why I get what you're saying. That just covers football. What about hockey and baseball as well?
Yeah. So it says,
would those be separate packages from DirecTV?
Yep. So specific cities that receive local broadcast channels, ABC, Fox, CBS, have not been announced. So they haven't announced all the cities that will get the local broadcast through those. So we'll have to wait and see what that's like. But it's we talked about on this. This is, with DirecTV launching theirs, with Hulu launching this, we are definitely on the cusp of like cutting cords in a way from big cables. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think DirecTV was going to be one of them, but now that AT&T owns them, it kind of makes sense because AT&T
It's all about mobile on the
mobile.
Go.
So yep. I mean, because you can stream all the DirecTV stuff now you want through your AT&T phone with no additional cost. So even if you have the lowest data plan, if you're streaming DirecTV through the DirecTV app, no charge on your data.
Yeah,
which is fucking ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy. So you can have a 2 gig plan or 1 gig plan. I think is the lowest one, right? And you could still stream all the DirecTV you wanted because you have either DirecTV or DirecTV Now, which is pretty crazy. Mm. Oh, and 18, you have to have, obviously, duh, you have to have that too.
If they somehow swing and land the local sports feed, it's a home run. It's a get it absolutely right now for myself. Even without it, it sounds like something I'd rather do because,
for the most part, all those channels you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
anything else is pretty much like Netflix or...
But it is getting to the point, though. Now, though, it's kind of funny because you're paying for all these things that are cheaper streaming services. You're going to be almost up to where
they all add up.
Your full cable bill was anyway.
Yeah.
You're doing $40 for the Hulu Live, $15 for HBO, $9 or whatever it is for Netflix.
Oh, so they're actually introducing some of the features from Hulu.com into the apps as well as other places too.
So watch all ads now?
Yeah, no. So one of the big features that everyone complained about with if you use the apps like on an iPad or something that doesn't have multiple user logins, like a computer, which then you're using Hulu.com, so it doesn't really matter,
right?
Is the 6 family member thing where you can have 6 different profiles through one account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the apps and on the Apple TV one and the Fire Stick one, you can't do that. It's one login only, and it's the main login. That's it. So if we were sharing an account, you could watch. If you went to Hulu.com, you could each watch your own profile and have your own stuff. But if you use the app through whatever service or whatever you're using on, it doesn't. Goes by the main. So it was my account. You would have to be forced to watch what mine is. So my viewed list would be filled with wrestling stuff and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and whatever science garbage that Joe would watch.
And I didn't know that because I actually share a Hulu account with my brother.
Yep, so you share it because you didn't know that. But if you were to go on to the website, you could create your own profile under his subscription and have your own list of stuff.
That seems like one of those little things, those stupid little things they should have baked in from the beginning.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of users hate because
well,
they
Netflix
can't do that.
Didn't even know it till recently.
Right, yeah, but so. Yeah, but Netflix even .com didn't even initially have that. Once they launched it on Netflix.com, they launched it everywhere. Yeah. So.
It says that starting soon, you'll actually be able to see what it looks like and the features to what it looks to be, which is currently available on Hulu.com, soon to be launched under the apps, too. So you'll have the new Hulu experience, as they call it, where you get that user profile on the app soon. The live TV stuff, obviously not, because they haven't launched it yet. That'll be going there soon. And then they're actually going to be just adding the live TV directly into it. So you don't have to go to a different section. When you go pick a show, it'll give you the live stuff versus here it is. Like, so here, tonight at 8, this starts airing and things like that. And they're including a cloud DVR service. They have not announced a storage limit yet, but the shows on DVR will not expire unless the show is no longer available.
Hmm.
So things like View right now, which is PlayStation View, you only have 28 days to watch it. So if you record something or DVR something, which on the demand stuff means you download it to the device, you have 28
like
days.
That, theoretically, Hulu already has all that content on there. So
yeah.
Why would you
offline.
Want the DVR, sir? Oh,
offline.
Okay, so it's offline.
Yeah,
okay.
When they say DVR, digital visual recording, it's for offline use.
Okay.
They want.
I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, they're recording something that they're streaming? What?
Yeah, and I think it's because of the whole thing. Mike
saving
was saying
it
about
offline.
The, yeah, but also for
sure.
The,
yeah.
Will it be available to watch streaming-wise after it airs or no? So it doesn't say, and it doesn't say here,
right,
but with the DVR, you could set New Girl to record, and that way you don't have to worry about is it available to stream? It just puts it.
Yeah,
just
because the way
it.
Hulu works now is it's next day.
Right.
On some
when
stuff.
They introduce
well, actually,
this,
most
though,
yeah.
When they introduce this, though, I would imagine that they would be
yeah
right
yeah.
away.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. They are getting Monday Night Football, by the way, is one of the big things they're adding through ESPN. So yeah. You'll have that on there. And they actually have...
It's your weekly basketball game. Yep. TNT will give you your weekly basketball doubleheader. So it's your national sports covered.
So, and it's cool. So what it's saying here is they're cleverly combining live TV and on-demand, like Netflix, PlayStation View, and indeed Hulu itself. The focus is on individual shows instead of channels, because they're going away from the whole pick Fox and watch this. You can actually just go through a list of shows that you want instead, because like, a lot of times I figure what channels certain shows are on
all
for sure.
All the time, yeah.
Like when we're talking about it last night at Wings, I keep forgetting if we want to watch Sherlock, it's on PBS and not BBC.
Right, because I was making that comment while I have the BBC app, or not BBC, the PBS app, I can't get Sherlock through Apple TV because the PBS app doesn't work through it yet. And then you were saying, well, no, it's not on BBC America until a little later. And I'm like, yep. Well, no, it's on the PBS.
Yeah, so you have to go through Masterpiece,
Masterpiece
the
Theater, yeah.
It's on they updated the new Apple TV, mm-hmm. and it's actually on there. You go to Masterpiece, and it has all of them. And just I already added episode 1 and 2 for Series 4 onto my watch list. Cool. So it's in there. You just have to. It's really weird. You can't pick the show because it's technically Masterpiece. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Where the fuck is Sherlock?" I went through all this garbage. I'm like, "Jesus, no one is free." And then I was like, "Wait,
yeah, there."
I saw one said Masterpiece. I was like, "Hold on," clicked on it, and it's like showed all different. I was like, oh, "Yeah, there it is." So it's just like a show. It listed as an episode from Masterpiece,
but it's not.
But it's not. It even said Sherlock Series 4, Episode 1, Episode 2.
Yeah,
and they're an hour and a half. It's fucking fantastic. Right? I haven't watched them yet, but. I just finished another show, Baby Daddy, so now I'm watching that. Either that one or the OA, the new Netflix one that I keep hearing people talk about, probably next. So yeah, there's a TV ad you can watch for it, and then all that fun stuff. So pretty interesting little thing I saw on there. That came out of CES too, by the way.
Science.
So that's why I added it on top of that, because it was kind of both. We used to talk about entertainment, but I thought it was tapped right into the science thing because you were talking about CES and mm-hmm. all the shit in there. One of the big things I saw at a CES talking about that is two things. One is a shit ton of drones, mm-hmm. even more so than last year. So last year's big thing, I don't think we talked about in here.
No.
One of my bosses from work went to CES last year. He could not get it off this time, but... one of the big things they were doing last year at CES is they would actually take you on a tour of the Vegas Strip in a unmanned drone. So it's a drone that you get into, and then it flies you over Las Vegas Strip.
I forgot about this, yeah.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's controlling it, but that shit better be pretty fucking strong, because I don't want to go out of control... Also be the asshole who goes, oh, look over there, and puts my hand into a propeller. So, but it wasn't like, the propellers aren't around you. They're actually above you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just pictured like a little, like a normal, what you see is a drone, like four propellers with the middle of like a pod where you sit, you know?
Yeah, because
that's what I pictured.
To me,
and then
it
I
was
saw
like
the picture,
Jetsons
like,
oh. car.
Yeah, exactly.
You have like the glass bubble around you, and then you have like four helicopters.
Yeah, but no, it's they're above you. You're in like a almost like a shark cage type thing.
Yeah.
And you're kind of buckled into the harness. But this year was a big thing where for the first year, they actually had the Drone Racing League.
I actually caught
it. Showing
a race.
There. They actually had up, and they now have a upped regular limit of how fast they can go, which is now 100 miles an hour.
So I actually caught, I guess, an episode or a heat, as it would might be
a
called.
Match.
A match. I think it was on, was it Fox or ESPN? I was just scrolling through the channels, and I was like, huh, why are these guys racing drones? Oh, my God, this is a drone racing league. This is... kind of awesome.
It's super interesting to watch, but it's like, man.
But those things go fucking fast.
And now they're going to go faster.
And I realized that, because literally just jumping into the middle of it, the drones are just zipping around columns, going through tunnels and
holes. Loops. And
they do this. There was one that they called like the tornado of something or other.
Yeah.
Where they like flew up, but then they had to like turn around and go straight back down into this thing. And I was like, God damn, how are these guys doing this? They're all the same. It looked like the Parrot remote control drones.
Yeah, I think
with
it's the
camera
main one.
On front.
Yeah, And they instead so they of watching it this way, they're actually looking at a monitor.
So they're
hands.
Literally racing it on their monitor. But it was really cool to see and really intense at times as they would be coming in really close to an opening or a pole or something like that. And you would see a couple of them would actually clip the pole. And so the drone just goes down.
Eek.
Yeah. But it was fun to watch. It really was. It's much like watching the stuff on the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, the Buffalo Wild TV. Yeah. Which is basically just Red Bull TV.
Yeah. So it's really cool stuff. I couldn't see myself sitting there and be like super excited over it and watching it. But like, you know, it's cool to watch every once in a while. It's like American Gladiator.
Well, you watch that all the time. That's great TV.
But there's a reason why it's not around anymore.
That's a good point.
Yeah. They had a lot of cars this year, too, which is dumb. And then, what was there? There's something else I wanted to, you were talking about. Oh, porn.
The
porn, ADM. Jackie.
So, the big thing about this year's CES is they had a lot of porn tech at the show. VR porn, a new thing, which boggles my mind, which is porn on demand. So it's a demand on-demand service you pay for, and it has over, I think it's 350 hours a month of new content. And I was like,
is that enough?
I was like, hey guys,
for some, if no problem.
What is going on? But you can set in the service, you can set a, I can't remember what the name they call it. I was trying to find it on here again.
Porn alert.
It's alert. Essentially a subscription to a person. And so every time a new video featuring them
pops
gets
up.
Automatically, it gets, you get a notification for it. So you can just watch it. Yeah.
All right.
And their big
it's
thing
honestly
is,
kind of shocking that that's not already a thing.
I
feel like that's a thing.
I thought that was a thing already.
Be.
Like, and I'm not,
totally
super
into
porn,
whole,
so
yeah.
I'd have to do some research.
Wink,
wink,
wink.
But like, then I saw the price of this, and I was like, oh,
$100 a month.
Higher.
Higher
yep.
a month.
Yep.
$200 a month.
Close.
Fuck this subscription. What
you're lower. You're too high now.
150.
Higher than that.
Really?
Just give the price.
175.
$175 a month just to have new porn content?
Yep.
Fuck isn't that. The way porn sites work, like the pay porn sites work, you pay like fucking $20 a month and you get all the porn
all
from
the,
that
yeah.
website?
Yeah.
And like 40 other ones?
So the thing with this one is this has content from everywhere, apparently. It listed a bunch of the names and they didn't sound like real places to
so,
me.
So this is probably going to be like...
Give me the list. I'll verify
niche,
whether it's good or not.
Those niche websites?
No, like it's like... There was some I recognize from
but,
like
well,
knowing.
But that's what I mean. Like,
but it had like
the ones
like,
where you would individually pay for like a
yeah,
subscription.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of just going
like
to...
Like Brazzers was on there.
Yeah, instead of going to like
there was,
your porn.
There was one
just,
called...
So it's got it's gotta include like those weird interactive cam stuff then too, right?
It may, yeah. I don't remember any listening to those. But like I saw one that was like...
But that's why I can see it being so expensive. Because if you're pulling content from even just like 20 different porn sites that each and of themselves have subscription services on them,
it may be less than that.
Wow, this, less
yeah.
content.
Well, no, I mean, no, I'm saying maybe less money for all that stuff.
That's too much porn.
That is way too much.
What's what I like? That's what I'm thinking is like it's they in the article again. It was on CNET because they cover all the CES stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The thing said the Netflix for porn,
but that's not.
But I was like, this is...
Netflix for porn is like $10 a month. That's Netflix for porn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a drastically higher because their subscription rate isn't nearly as good. I'm thinking, maybe. I could be wrong about that. I also don't understand how people like how a subscription to something like that exists. Like, do you watch that much porn? Like, I watch a lot of Netflix.
Right.
But... Are
like
you watching porn?
Are you getting
just
home
cause?
And just
like,
oh, the new episode of
She
Ass
Bangs
Bangers.
Me Hard. Yeah, like,
yeah,
what
on.
The fuck is this? Yeah, but some of the weird names on there, like Jizzers, or something on there. It was like,
have you ever seen, I know you've probably, you both have probably seen like the porn parodies, but there are like some really off the wall ones out there, like the Terminator. There's a Terminator one.
Well, they, on here they one? They listed something called Digital Playground that just that said it was parody stuff, and they showed a picture of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. I just can't remember what the name of it was.
Lady with glowing boob, like glowing boobs for Dragon Balls.
I literally almost went to look that up, but I was like, no.
Probably shouldn't do that, no. So I thought it was pretty interesting.
That's too much. If you pay, I'm going to go ahead and say this. If you pay more than, I'll give it $30 a month.
That's being generous.
You pay more than $30 a month for a porn subscription to whatever website you like, you're paying, you got a porn addiction. You got a porn problem. Fix it. It's your shit together.
It's true. I believe that is a thing.
I'll agree with that. Because you can always get that stuff for free.
Well, okay. You shouldn't, though, right?
It's a,
theoretically, like, you shouldn't.
Theoretically, it is its own thing that you should be paying for, much like any type of music or other movie. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I get, like I said, I get if you're like, I got this website, and it gives me like this website and this website, and I have all the content to it for, like I said, again, anything over 30, I feel like you have an issue.
Yeah.
I have no idea what a porn website costs. Cody, look that up. What's your average
I was looking something else up. I don't fucking know.
What's the most, Brazzers got to be the most popular porn site, right?
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's the one you hear in the news and stuff every time porn's brought up. If there's any like weird, like,
I always
this
think
law
like,
affects.
Oh, I always performers. Think like you always hear like Nintendo just announced all the internet traffic and YouPorn is like the highest thing on there. I was like, people watching porn on their Wiis? What's wrong with you?
Can't do that. All
right. All right.
Yeah, I found the article I was actually looking for. It's the 17 wackiest and weirdest gadgets of CES 2017.
Oh, so you found more?
Yeah.
Go for it.
We'll go back to the beginning because there's some pretty fucking dumb ones in here. So the first one is called Hush Me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I read this one, too.
So it's described as the world's first mask for mobile phones. It's designed to let a person gab without disrupting those nearby. It's described as perhaps the totally not cosplaying as Bane mask, mm-hmm. a.k.a. the Hush Me. So this is the picture.
Mike. The idea is that it has a Bluetooth microphone inside of it. Obviously, you can see the little earbud
the
that
earbuds
goes into
go
his. The idea is that it muffles the sound, you speaking, so other people outside can't hear you.
But the person you're talking to can.
The person that's talking to you can.
Oh, and so this is not for a porn site. Okay, I was really confused as to why that gets...
this. So you can feel like
it could
go
be
in
used
and
for
out.
A porn site.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be if you're talking to someone.
If you're
so
a streamer.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's the... This is another one that's weird to me. AirDog Fit Air.
The fuck is that?
So it's roughly $100, which boggled my mind. But it is essentially a... rebreather forces like being in the real world.
So it's
an air
China.
Purifier that you wear. So this is what it looks like. You wear the mask. It has a hose that goes down to the little filters on the side and you breathe in it, but it actually cleans the air as you're breathing. So you're not breathing air just through a mask. It's actually pumping it from this little guy here and it's powered by you.
It looks like the thing that Ghost Dog wore in Rogue One.
Ghost Dog. That was actually a breathing mask.
So I can see that being popular in China, like I said.
Yeah, for sure. Any place that have horrific air?
Yeah.
So the hair coach thing is on here, too. That's what reminded me of it when you said that. I was like, oh, shit, I know what that is. So Denso vacuum shoes is the thing. So vacuum tubes, yes, they should look practical and fashionable, too. They don't. They don't use batteries. Every time you step, you press down on a pedal, which powers the motor and sucks dirt into the tiny internal receptacle. Those are them.
That's dumb as fuck.
Vacuum shoes.
That is extremely bad.
Yep.
Pick that shit up, you lazy bastards.
Yeah, no shit. This is, again, this isn't just all weird shit. This is wacky stuff, too. So now we have the Acer Predator 21X. This two GeForce GTX 1080 GPUs, two power supplies, five system fans, nine heat pipes, 64 gigs of memory, and five storage drives. The world's first curved screen on a laptop, 21-inch diagonal, a mechanical keyboard, an overclocked CPU, a touchpad that turns into a numpad, and then eye-tracking camera for certain games. $9,000.
First off, probably weighs 9,000 pounds.
Looks pretty fucking hefty.
You don't need a curved screen on a
computer. Not a laptop.
I don't know.
Especially a laptop.
Then we
did
have...
you see the... Because speaking of laptops, did you see the Razer laptop? Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Razer Project Valerie. So this is the very first three-display laptop. It is... The laptop, conveniently enough, not as big as I expected it to be. So when it's closed, it's 1.5 inches thick.
That's about what I expected to be.
Thought it was actually going to be bigger. But does weigh 12 pounds.
That is way too much.
Yes. So if you guys know what this is, you have the Acer Predator we just talked about, which is 21X. But then you have the Project Valerie, or people just call it the Valerie. It has a regular display that has two swing-out arms that hold two additional 17-inch screens. And when they're out, it activates them as a joined monitor. So you have that triple monitor you see all the nerds have.
Mm-hmm.
You have that on your laptop that weighs 12 pounds. There's no price on that one yet.
Predictions. When do you think you're going to see it in a movie where a hacker... quote unquote, is
folds out
it.
pretty fucking soon, especially when it starts
within
to hit
a year.
Things. Within a year,
within
probably.
A year?
Yeah,
I'm going within a year.
No, yeah, I'm going maybe within a year. Depends on when. This is the first time we've seen it, but I mean, who knows? They're probably giving it to people to try out.
Yep.
Next one. This one costs $150. It's called the Sensor Wake Aurora. It's an alarm clock that helps you sleep by farting in your face.
You're shitting me.
So
no, it's farting.
Next summer, you can try Sensor Wake Aurora presented Sense for yourself for the low, low price of $150. So what this does, it's an alarm clock, but it puffs out scents that are supposed to help you relax and fall asleep.
So it's one of those Airwick things.
So this is what it looks like. I'm showing the guys.
It looks like an.
So you can see a little hole. Yep. And what it does is it puffs out the scent. So I'm just releasing it. It literally farts it out of the top of it.
So it's an Airwick.
And you'll, yeah, it's super fucking weird. $150 though, pretty fucking ridiculous. Then we have the Furion Elysium RV. So this is a RV,
a high end RV that Matt Damon will want to try and get to. That has a
medical bay that'll cure all his fucking
cure
diseases.
All the diseases.
And that little girl.
And the little girl.
So when you think recreational vehicle, by the way, that's what RV means if you guys don't know. Perhaps you imagine living aboard a bus. This bus has its own hot tub and built-in retractable helipad, complete with helicopter.
Wait, how big is this thing?
So, it is the same size as a newer like tour bus, like Greyhound bus, but has multiple like levels that can expand to. So when you park it, you can raise up how big it is.
I'm still just trying to wrap my head around the helicopter. Bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? There's no price listed for this one. It does say here, a little snarky comment, Volcano Fortress and Piranha Tank sold separately.
Also, really good pilot sold separately, because trying to land a helicopter on that thing would be a pain in the fucking
Or driving
ass.
It. I don't know if you've driven an RV before, but they're fucking pain in the dick.
I've never driven. I've driven the big box truck over at Best Buy, and I imagine that's starting to get similar.
Yes, very, very much so. Yeah,
never an RV. Anyway,
So next is Tanvis Touch Texture Haptic Feedback. So this is the description. Could a tablet screen fool you into thinking you're touching fabric instead of glass? A company called Tanvis thinks so. It uses vibrations to subtly let you tell the difference between corduroy and silk, among other things. They said RCS demo didn't fool us, but stay tuned.
It's something that if they could nail the technology, it might be interesting.
Oh, look. Look, what's next?
Oh, the toaster.
Griffin Technology Connected Toaster. It's $100. It does not have much on there. It just says it's a Bluetooth toaster, no joke, app-enabled and all. It might be the best thing since sliced bread. But if consumers don't go for it, it's toast.
Oh, so get much it? Pun. Yes.
No. Does that even count as pun? That's just stupid.
Well, puns.
Yeah, I know, but like that's not even.
It's not a good pun.
I feel like
he's saying it's not punny.
That's scraping the bottom of the barrel. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Happiest baby snoo. This costs $1,150.
Before you get into it, I can see the side. I can see the picture. It literally looks like a baby in a bucket. Yes. Like the thing that you see on the side of buckets that says "don't," they're doing, minus the liquid. Anyway, keep going now.
So, the happiest baby snoo will run you $1,150, roughly. I'm not gonna read those because it's other countries' money. That's partly because it carefully rocks children to sleep, adjusting its motors and white noise based on the kid's behavior, and it's partly the prestige or the pedigree. The snoo comes from a design icon, who this fuck these people are, that did the five S's for soothing infants. And it's now available way too much fucking money. Rock your own kid to goddamn sleep. Now here comes some interesting stuff too. So this one's called the Hubble Hugo Emotion Reading Camera. It will cost you $300. Between $250 and $300. It's available this summer. This camera, by reading your facial recognition, can tell you what your mood is. So if your baby is starting to cry, it'll be able to trigger music or a fan. If not triggering an emotional alert every time an animal runs by because they're not human. Yeah, so basically it's in a house, it can tell the emotions by their face and then change the environment to help soothe what needs to be done. So if you're angry, it's going to make soothing lighting and change the music, put up music. It's fucking dumb.
That's fucking stupid.
Yep. Sleep number 360 bed.
I've been hearing that. I actually heard a lot about this.
Yes.
I saw a lot of articles pop up about it, but I have not read anything about it.
So speaking of beds, the Sleep Number 360 bed doesn't just remember your comfort settings. It also warms your feet while you sleep, auto props you up for your up your partner's head when he or she starts snoring. That's pretty dope.
That's scary.
And deflates the mattress slightly if you shift positions in the middle of the night. Yes, but does it make itself? And it says no. But the future, we'd like to see it.
It's very interesting. I don't think I would want it just because Sleep Number tends to be very expensive.
Yeah. Well, this one would be even more so.
Even more so. So automated it's very prohibitive. The price points are always very prohibitive when it comes with these.
I have experience with Sleep Number beds. I bought a Sleep Number bed, and I fucking hated it. It was...
Your last bed was that one, right? Or no, was that one before?
No. Well, I bought one. I think it was the one before. And I took it back under the 90 days because it was fucking trash.
Like what?
Because it wasn't like the deluxe one, but it wasn't the bottom level one. I can't remember what, because there's like tiers. It was like basically middle of the road, like their most commonly sold one. And when you put it together, it's basically...
It's two
air mattresses.
Yeah.
Next to each other.
Next to each other inside like a very strong foam like border, you know, around it. And it just looks really cheap. And I was like, oh, that's really weird. Like, that doesn't feel like I laid down on, you know, on the bed there. To the point where both sides had issues deflating during the course of the night. So you'd wake up and be much softer than where you like try to go to bed at.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where we called them and we're like, hey, I think this is happening. And they're like, oh, that's terrible. And the customer service was great. Brought us out two new things, reset it back up, tested it, worked good for about a week. Still not very comfortable. It was really weird. I don't know if it was indicative of Sleep Number itself or the Sleep Number store bullshitting us, but it was not the bed we laid on at the store.
Really?
Like, 100% guaranteed it was not that bed.
Interesting.
And ended up just getting, like, getting rid of it. And
was that when you bought the Tufted Needle?
No, I bought one more, and then when that one went to shit, I bought the Tufted Needle. So, moral of the story is, don't waste your money on Sleep Number. Buy a Tufted Needle instead.
Buy a Tufted Needle.
Their pillows. Because I'll pimp that shit to anybody.
The mattresses are really nice. We actually all have their mattresses and pillows, and they're very nice.
It's very good, bed. Sleep Number, not the best. It was, and we shelled out a lot of cash for it too. We're like, look, like this is supposed to be the best bed available. Blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sold. Let's do it. And yeah, it was trash.
All right.
So next up, this one.
And hold on. Side note: they won't refund the accessories that come with it either. So if you buy the bed itself, like you can get 100% refund on that. But if you bought anything else, they will not take it back as a return. So you're stuck with like $300 of like their accessories that they recommend to get with it.
That's dumb.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
So Joe talked about this one. It's the LG Smart InstaView fridge. I don't know if you said what it actually does.
We kind of went over a little bit of things.
So this is a couple things in here that I didn't know. So not is it just a touchscreen, but the one that it turns transparent so you can actually look into it.
Mm.
So it becomes like a window, essentially.
Yeah.
You knock on it twice, it becomes transparent, but it has a built-in Amazon Echo, so you can order groceries whenever you're out of it.
Yeah, that one I didn't mention yet.
That's pretty dope. I didn't know it was transparent. I thought it was a whole camera thing, just like that. But you can like set reminders and shit and stuff on it. It's pretty cool. But you can even send pictures via your phone to it to pin pictures like you do a refrigerator.
Hmm.
That was pretty neat. I was like, oh, so it would have like pictures on it.
Still don't need it.
No, not at all.
No.
Let's see. Oh, the Hypersuit. So it's a exoskeleton.
Oh.
That helps you feel kind of like you're flying as part of a VR headset, but you don't know what's cool unless you actually have the space for such a thing, because it's the size of a bed.
Okay.
And it's extremely loud, apparently.
Can I use it as a bed?
No.
Fuck.
It's essentially just a thing to hold your arms and legs out and that piece that goes along your body. But it says it's really loud here. They said it's cool when you're doing the experience with VR because it starts to make you feel like you're weightless.
Mm-hmm.
But they also said it's super loud, so you'll need those headphones. Pneumonic, this one is basically a printer for your phones. Shut up. Shut up.
You'll need to unlock me in order to shut up.
So it costs $120, and then the paper is $4 a roll, but it basically makes shitty, old-looking photos. Yeah, I don't know really why you'd want that.
And it probably costs $400.
Yeah. Under Armour Gemini Smart Shoe. Mike, listen up.
I'm in.
You like shoes.
I do like shoes.
It's a shoe that tells you when you're too tired. Under the Armour's Shoe... aren't brand new, but this feature takes the cake. Jump up and down 6 times in a row, and the shoe will tell you, via an app, how far it thinks you're capable of running today. Jump up and down 20 times, and it fixes you another latte. Kidding, of course. So you jump up 6 times, it tells you how, because of the strength of your jump, it will tell you how far it can think you can run that day.
My shoes would literally be like, you are dead. Why are you even... Why did you waste money on Under Armour? Go to Payless, you fat fuck. And I'll be like, whoa, Under Armour.
Whoa.
That's not cool.
So there's next one called Laundroid. So basically what this does is it folds laundry for you. I know. So why waste your life folding laundry when a robot arm can do it for you? Just throw stuff into the laundry drawer. Cons: it can only sort 30 to 40 items at a time. Takes roughly 5 minutes per item, and can't do socks, and will likely cost the price of a good kidney. Yep. This is my favorite one that I saw. Hydro First Showerhead. So what this basically does is it is a showerhead that has an LED light that changes color from green to blue to purple to red, depending on how much water you've used. I didn't like it because of what it can do. I liked it because it looked super fucking weird.
It looks super stupid to me.
Yeah, it's super fucking dumb. And an app that you can customize to trigger the water to change colors for how much you use.
I don't need a fucking app for a shower. That's another one of those goddamn things that you're connecting to the Internet of Things that you just don't need. So stop it.
Next up, Razer Project Ariana. It's a projector, but it's not designed for your primary screen. The Razer Project Aurora prototype is about making you feel like you're more in the game. It extends your screen to the room around you, adding lighting effects to give you extra ambiance.
So it's Microsoft HoloLens.
Sort of. So this is... I'm showing the guys a picture. This is the picture, and that's the projection. What it does is it projects the outside of the image on your walls, so it makes it look like you're in the area.
So if you could get games that would better support this feature, I think it would be absolutely awesome. Yeah. But if it's literally just doing a much better job than the Philips Hue lights, then fuck that.
Yeah, no. It's actually images. I don't know why.
Well, but I mean, like, obviously the Philips Hue lights just approximate the color that's in that area on the screen.
The dominant
this
color.
This obviously does give you a better picture of that, but it's still pointless.
So here's one that Michael loves, because, you know, Michael loves selfies.
Takes them all the time.
Go fuck selfies.
So this is called Popeye Backpack. It says here, haven't you always wanted to walk around with a black and white image of yourself on your backpack? Surprising, the price isn't bad. Despite having to stuff a 10-inch e-ink screen onto your electronic and in the electronics inside, the Popeye Backpack will cost as little as $99 when it launches in the U.S. this spring.
No.
Yep, that's what I said too.
No.
Oh, Genie Can. I don't know what this fucking does, but it's $150. Tossing something in the trash, scan it first with the Genie Can, which attaches it to the trash can. Yes, it can automatically order you a replacement from Amazon Dash service. It will cost $149 coming later this year. Or, if you blindly trust the company's ability to deliver, you can pre-order now for discounts.
Now, the idea behind that's not bad. I usually want to replace stuff that I throw away, especially consumables. Scan it, gets it reordered. $149? No.
So here's another trash gadget called Eugene. Do you have trouble telling whether your garbage is recyclable? Just scan the barcode and the package with Eugene, and it'll tell you. Assuming one, your trash has a barcode. Two, still has a barcode by the time you're throwing it out. And three, the barcode that Eugene recognizes. And four, isn't obviously recyclable or not based on recycling marks that are on the packaging. And that costs $900. $99. No.
The idea, again, is not bad because there are times that I'll look at something, and it does have a barcode on it more often than not, and go, okay, I really want to be eco-conscious. I like doing that. Is this recyclable or not? And you can't find the markings on there. So it'd be cool to be able to scan something, but not for $100.
Yeah, when you could easily just put an app on your phone and just scan it. Like
Google.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you do that. The next one is called Servo Talcum VR Shoes.
I'm going to say no because that name is awful.
Yeah. Basically, they let you feel what you're walking around on, wood, sand, etc.
No, while you're wearing a VR headset. Shit. What the fuck? Yeah. Oh, you're walking in rocks. Oh, okay. That's why it feels like I'm walking on rocks. Oh, we're going to simulate Legos. Fuck you.
That'd be static. Oh, son of a bitch. I hate and love Legos. HoloCube. Expect what you pop up on your phone to your special VR headset. Duh. The phone's camera reads the patterns on the cube and makes it feel like your Super Mario coin block, a little floating city or whatever else the app developers want. It costs $20.
Pointless and stupid.
Basically, yeah.
Get rid of it. Sell.
Let's see. New Asus gaming rig that has all sorts of crazy shit in it. Also weighs 50 pounds and looks like Iron Man. Yeah. There's no actual specs on it. It just says it's just a giant piece of shit computer. Jogger and Lewis smart collar. It's for the dogs owners out here. It does not translate what your dog barks into intelligible human speak, so don't go there. But the smart collar does promise to tell you your pup's mood. Sensors measures actions like eating, drinking, sleeping, and scratching. And costs $200.
Your dog has scratched himself 300 times. He's licked his balls 200 times. Is that information I really need to know? No?
Maybe. Okay. It tells you what their mood is. Bloom Life. Can pregnant mothers tell the difference between contractions and possible complications? Now there's an app-equipped gadget for that. One without FDA certification, unfortunately, and will cost $150 for the first month, $100 for every second, and $50 a month for after that.
Oh, awful. So it's a subscription service for when you're pregnant. That's stupid.
Yep. Power Ray. Gosh, I never caught any fish. Well, guess what? Now there's a drone for that. You can put the drone in there, and it seeks out fish for you.
It seems to take away half the fun of fishing.
Yeah, right? Furion Prosthesis. It's a mech, by the way. Weighs over 7,000 pounds, 14 feet tall, and it's a powerized motor suit that can run at 21 miles per hour and can agilely jump 10 feet in the air.
No. That'd be scary as hell.
Yep.
Watching.
That's it. That's them.
So that is CES 2017.
And all the weird ass shit that happens there.
All the weird ass shit.
So, quick review. Toasters don't need Bluetooth. Porn's too expensive. Don't buy sleep number, get tuft and needle. And yeah, that's it. All
right.
That's all the information that you need to know.
From CES.
From CES.
2017.
You're welcome, motherfuckers. We just broke it down for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker. Real quick.
I heard CES was golden this year, and we had to shower it with praise.
It's not what I wanted to bring up. What I did want to bring up, though, is some news about our favorite superhero movie from last year. So Deadpool has two bits of information coming out. The writers have talked about the script and how good it's going. Fact that Cable is officially in the movie.
Nice. You know.
And casted.
As? Who's casted?
It's not official yet.
Who?
There's three people they're not saying who it is just yet. They're talking to three different people. And they did not say that they were all dudes.
I'm okay with that.
Knightley.
But,
one of the names that did squeak out was Gwendolyn Christie.
Okay, I can accept that. Keira Knightley just...
It's got range.
She looks like a twig.
She doesn't look like that now. Why are you always judging actresses based on their looks, you chauvinistic ass?
But on actual news...
But I would rather have Gwendolyn Christie do it.
Captain Phasma.
Fucking badass.
Yes. So the real news that was there's a big article about that, but so the thing about this is we could see the very first comic book movie up for Best Picture Oscar,
and a comedy.
Yes, so
it's not gonna happen.
This comes from is every year there's producer awards that come out. So these people are producers of movies. We'll get together and they do this little awards. It's not like Emmys and Oscars and Golden Globes and stuff like that, but it takes place around the same time. The Golden Globes, Deadpool is nominated for technical stuff,
yeah,
but not anything else, like costumes.
Right?
Ugh. But in the producer nominated awards, they were actually up for Best Picture, but it was the producer category, so Best Produced Picture, which is... A lot of times, a lot of the winners and the people nominated are also nominated for the Oscar for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mind-blowing. mm-hmm. but it's the first ever comic book movie to actually get nominated by the producers for that award.
That would be awesome.
That'd be fucking nuts. Even to be nominated would just be like,
right. an honor.
Like, yeah. yeah. Would be like mind blowing. You know what I mean? So that was pretty, pretty cool news.
They stand up and they also, do their own acceptance speech just for the nomination.
Side bit to that is Ryan Reynolds has
hilarious.
Has publicly stated that he's trying to talk Hugh Jackman into doing one last Wolverine role to be a fun Wolverine role in his third Deadpool movie.
So
and
awesome.
he's saying he has a good idea for it, and the writers have a good idea for it, and he wants to make it happen, but he wants to make it happen with
Hugh Jackman,
which
I want that to happen.
If Logan is half as good as the first trailer was for it, it'll be a big hit, and he could walk away from that X-Men
mm-hmm.
thing, and then he could get all bulked up and jacked up again, and then be funny Wolverine one time before.
I wouldn't even be really expecting like funny Wolverine.
Well, he doesn't have to be funny Wolverine, yeah, but I mean, like Wolverine in a funny movie,
right? And he's the more serious side of
he's Deadpool, the Colossus half of it.
Yeah, but way better, than, yeah. way more fun than
yeah.
Colossus. So do that, Hugh Jackman. Don't be a bitch,
right?
I know it's gonna be hard to walk away from Eddie and the Eagle too, but let's think about it.
I don't think that's the thing,
Dick.
I don't know
why I got angry at Hugh Jackman. It seems like a nice guy. I'm sorry, Mr. Jackman.
God damn you, Aussie fuck.
Whoa.
That's Mike. I was channeling.
It's not me. I was apologizing. I was apologizing. I was channeling Hugh Jackman.
Mike. Joda's got serious. Seriously mean. I think that's really it.
Yeah,
I don't got anything else. Mike? So you only got the wrestling stuff?
Nah, no wrestling stuff.
Good, fuck it. That's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.